Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Open the show with the Jalen Brunson scare, but it is believed to be just a minor knee-on-knee contusion situation where he hopefully doesn't miss any time but could miss a little bit of time. Of course, I'm going to be nervous. They did an X-ray. There wasn't any sort of other imaging that was going on. I still get nervous about, especially a guy who, you know, has to limp off the court in a way that he did, but I'm going to trust this medical information for now and feel like they dodged a bullet. And just all those, I mean, your stomach just drops when you see that. But the news has been positive since. So now we're back in the same spot as long as we don't get some terrible update on Jalen Brunson that, okay, Ananobi's close. We see Julius Randle out there doing some stuff. Some non-contact basketball stuff as well. So let's get these guys healthy. You said April 15th for Julius Randle to come back. That would be pretty good.
Is that what they said?
No, that's what you said.
Oh, I said April 3rd.
Oh, you said April. Sorry, April 3rd.
I said April 3rd.
April 3rd. So it's like a month away. April 3rd.
I think Ananobi will probably be probably in about 7 to 10 days, I would think.
Okay.
We'll and then I was that. Thinking somewhere around April 3rd, if that week at least. And then you're heading into the playoffs.
Yep.
I got to tell you though, the performance last night was a great performance to win on the road, even though Cleveland was shorthanded as well, and to play the way that they did. I mean, that's total respect for that team. I mean, and they played hard. You know, they got blown out by the Warriors. It wasn't great, but I just think that, you know, realistic expectations are to stay in the top six.
Oh, of course. I mean, and they're a game and a half out of that's or up on that seven spot. So this was an important one. And obviously, we know that things are going to get more difficult. But this Atlanta game is must win.
But when you think about this, so with DiVincenzo, Bogdanovich, Hart, and Deuce McBride, I mean, you have guys that could shoot threes, man. And if they're on, you know what I mean?
Of course.
That's basically what we saw last night. A couple of huge threes late in the game to pull away, and it was great. And now, look, you got four straight home games, and then you got to go out west. Now, the Trailblazers stink. So maybe out of the next 5-3-2, is that possible? Hawks are not good. Trailblazers are not good.
So those are two right there.
Right. And the Magic always seem to get them.
No, the Magic, that's a good team.
Right.
A really good team.
And then the 76ers, you know, maybe you split with them and you go 3-2 of the next five.
Sign for that right now. You know I would. Unless we find out that Jalen Brunson is missing a game. But if he misses a game, let it be the Hawks game, because I still think you could beat the Hawks without him.
Mm-hmm.
But some of these other games, you're not beating the 76ers one or two times without him. You're certainly not going out west and
maybe beating any of those teams other than Portland without him. So if there's one game, if he has to miss one game, let it be Atlanta, who's basically stunk for most of the year.
You know, and then we were talking about the NFL Combine earlier. So one of the interesting guys is J.J. McCarthy. And we were talking about, you know, Michigan quarterback. Tom Brady was a Michigan quarterback. There's something about what Jim Harbaugh said about J.J. McCarthy, that he will be a first-round draft pick. And that was Jim's kind of leaving Michigan. It was his comments about his quarterback that he won a national championship with. Right now, he would fall in the area of the Minnesota Vikings.
Come on. What are you?
What?
You do this to me every day. You take a guy that I'm not necessarily high on, and you stick him on the Vikings.
Well, I
J.J. McCarthy, Zach. Well, you do this every day. Just to mess with me.
I think if the Vikings picked up J.J. McCarthy and Zach Wilson, it'd be great for them.
Oh, my God. Be great for them. Yeah, to compete where exactly?
I mean, XFL? What exactly is your team doing with their quarterback situation? And do you think like a J.J. McCarthy is like a Christian Ponder type of thing?
Yes, I do. I think it's exactly what we're talking about. And then after seeing him without his pads on and stuff, throwing the ball,
yeah,
can we call him Thick Some Bitch?
I think we could call him. He's getting there.
He looks like Thick Some Bitch.
He looks like he's getting there.
Yeah.
And I would also say the thing that maybe that Jim Harbaugh is talking about that we are not talking about here, because we're talking about factual numbers and the way we see him, but maybe there's something about the guy. That is a little like that's a little like Tom Brady.
Yeah,
maybe there's a fierce competitor in there, because looking at his high school record and his college record, I think he's only lost a total of 3 games throughout his football career.
Yeah, I mean that's impressive, but we got to stop doing this with, you know, we find like one connection to Tom Brady, and then everybody's like, "Is this be the next Tom Brady?" Like whether it was, you know, Brock Purdy because he was drafted so late, or J.J. McCarthy just because he went to Michigan, or Tommy DeVito because he came out of nowhere. I mean, there's just like too many Tom Brady. There was one Tom Brady. Happening again.
I mean, look, Tom Brady is one of the great stories in NFL history, so that's why you tend to go back to that.
Yeah. Well, we learned from basketball that you could do all the comparing to Jordan over and over again. It's never going to happen. Just stop. How about just be a competent NFL quarterback?
Yeah, well, everybody still has Caleb Williams going to Chicago.
Yep, that'll happen.
And then the interesting discussion will be, you know, what will Washington do? Will they want Jaden Daniels, or will they take Drake May? Those three guys seem to be holding steady at the top of the draft.
Yeah, Drake May is one of those guys like you, former quarterbacks. That's your prototype, right? Guy like that, tall, big.
Why are you making a face when you're saying that?
Well, just like how you look like a steak will come out, and you're like, I like that.
Oh,
same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, like get that face going, like, this is my type of guy.
Yeah. Yes. Well.
Would you say yes? 6'4".
Yeah, I mean, he's got all.
225.
He's got all that, man.
Yeah.
And he can move a little bit. He's got all that. You know who else has all that? Daniel Jones has all that.
Daniel Jones, yes. Yeah, but Daniel Jones, I mean.
But he had all of that coming out of Duke. All of it. And he also had his coach's blessing, if you remember, David Cutcliffe.
Yeah.
It's a Manning guy.
Yeah, the Mannings have screwed the New York football teams left and right here.
Well, the Mannings had nothing to do with that.
What do you mean?
I mean, they didn't tell the Giants to draft Daniel Jones.
Pumped him up.
Well, why would Eli Manning want the Giants to draft Daniel Jones?
No, but David Cutcliffe,
yes,
was Peyton Manning's
coach in college.
Yeah, and then also was like
passing camp and all that
and
stuff.
When he came back from his shoulder surgery, was David Cutcliffe he was working with.
Okay.
So the Manning's approval, and obviously Peyton and Eli, brothers, Eli, Giants, here we go. So connections all over the place, okay. Octopus murders.
Yes.
And then what you have? And, you know, Manning's like, listen, Cutcliffe knows what he's talking about. Cutcliffe had Daniel Jones. It was going to be great. And then you see what happens.
Well, the real question is.
And then the Adam Gase hire with the Jets.
Well, that was a disaster. But here's the other thing for you. As a connoisseur of the draft and somebody who appreciates quarterbacks and things of that nature. Do the Giants need to go up and get a quarterback, or do they stay pat and stay with the draft and then draft somebody in the second round?
God. I mean, I need to know how they evaluate these guys. Like, if there is someone that Brian Daboll said, this is the guy. Like, I'm willing to put my reputation and my job on the line for that guy. And they need to get their own guy. Joe Shane and Brian Daboll need to get their own guy. Then I would say, yeah, then trade up and get him. And then hopefully this year is good enough for them. And then you get a little bit of a grace period. So you have this quarterback that you love, that you're staking your entire future on, can play, you know, next year. But if, you know, I don't love drafting guys of the future outside of the first round. I mean, I know there's examples. I know there's Russell Wilson. I know there's Tom Brady. I know there's other Kirk Cousins. There's other examples.
Well, I was.
You too? Yes. It's another one. But you fell because you were a jerk in an elevator. And you hurt yourself in the bowl
game.
Some
other things. Yeah, probably.
You know. Is that an alligator?
Yes, yeah, that's an alligator on the golf course.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Whoa. That thing will chew you right up. Anyway, I think the Giants could take a quarterback in the first round and stay where they are.
Stay where they are. So then who is the fourth best quarterback in your eyes?
Well,
right now they have it as J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, I would take Penix before McCarthy 10 times out of 10.
Okay.
But I don't know if they'll do that. I don't know.
Well, Penix will be around in the second round, they're saying now.
Really?
Well, I'll be looking for that big Penix. Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Someone's taking him in the first round.
You think so?
You know it. Happens every year.
I'd like to actually Seattle take him because Seattle has got his offense coordinator from college. They have Geno Smith there, perfect mentor for a young rookie quarterback. No pressure to start him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know that all these other teams that draft these quarterbacks like in the top 10, they want to start them immediately. And again, can we learn anything? Can we just let a guy sit for 6, 7, 8 weeks?
Yeah, but it's not that easy because we should learn something. But when you are a fan base who has just gone through a season where you're so bad that you're the number one or number two overall pick, then you draft a guy. There's no patience.
They're just the
team's struggling with some. Well, I know, but this is why it happens. I agree. There should be more. I wanted Anthony Richardson to sit for the first year. I thought that would really benefit him.
And what happened to him?
He got hurt.
Yes.
So I agree that you should, but the pressure is on these guys so much, these owners and these coaches, to play these guys. I mean, like David Tepper was giving Frank Reich probably absolutely no choice but to start Bryce Young away.
I even asked Frank this. I'm like, why the hell didn't you start Andy Dalton? Just start Andy Dalton for the first, you know, 5 or 6 games. And then, you know, if you happen to be, you know, like 3-3 or 4-3 or whatever you may be, then you keep him in there. If things are going south, at least the kid now has watched the game from the sideline, and then he can actually get ready to rock and roll.
Adam Schefter is tweeting out some NFL news as we speak, and one of the big wide receiver free agents this year looks to be staying put, and that's Mike Evans. Now, he could obviously sign a deal or an extension now with the Bucs, right?
That's right, because he is one of their players.
Right, so there it is, yep. Before free agency begins.
So you could do that because the tag situation is still in play right now.
That's correct. So they could have tagged him. They're not. They're giving him a 2-year, $52 million deal. It includes $35 million guaranteed.
So the deadline is March 5th, tomorrow, at 4 o'clock, to tag a player in the NFL free agency period. And then on the 11th and 13th, about a week from now, you're talking about that tampering, that legal tampering stuff.
Yeah, which is essentially the start of free agency.
Yes.
I mean, we just need to drop that. It's like when we talk about real field temperature and what the actual temperature is. Let's just stop with the actual temperature and say real field, because that's the only thing that matters.
And March 13th is the day that free agents can sign.
So, yeah, that's a big one. So LaSauce was wrong about one of them, because LaSauce tweeted out, Sauce Gardner, Mike, you know what we talked about, meaning Mike Evans, he tweeted at him. So he was one of the guys that Jet fans had hoped maybe would join Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall in this Jets offense, and right. He is now off the board.
And the other thing, too, is that, you know, once you get to March 13th, that is the day that starts the new league year.
Yeah.
And it goes from this March till next March. And, you know, what goes on in this situation is that all teams have to become cap compliant. So this is where you're going to see a lot of cuts. Like Miami's cut a bunch of guys. You're going to see a lot of guys now out there on free agency. And this is where you start getting the stories about who's not coming back to their respective teams.
That is correct. And the Saquon thing for the Giants is going to be fascinating. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Quick break. We get CeeLo back in here. Another update in Moment of the Day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is that moose in there? Am I seeing things? What's going on?
Yeah.
Moose, get in. What the hell are you doing?
Fine,
you got
here,
time
Moose.
To kill?
Get in here for a second.
CeeLo's got the same update he's had.
Got nothing.
Last 3 hours, yeah. CeeLo's been regurgitating the same spring training sound. For the love of God, I see
up,
you
guys?
Like a life preserver.
Moose, what's up, buddy?
How's everything?
What are you doing here?
Filling in for BT with Sal this afternoon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay, good. That'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
You guys have worked together a few times in the past, yes?
Yeah, I mean, for like 12 years over at SNY.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about like on the radio. Like
yeah, things, for sure. Yes.
You know, things that matter, like here.
We've been good friends for a long time.
No, I know, but you've done some nice, radio
nice
shows together.
Yes, we've done some radio shows.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me just tell you something. This head is getting huge.
Who's
I
that?
Mean, like his ego.
Sal.
Oh, is it?
Oh, it's off the charts right now.
Is it off the charts?
Oh, yeah. So you just better get ready. I know. Just buckle up. That's
okay.
All I can tell you.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. It should
he's
be
doing,
great.
He's doing a good job, but he's just an egomaniac.
Boomer, you look good.
Thank you. I
very tan.
It. So do you.
You
it's called makeup.
Sell anything else on Facebook Marketplace recently?
No. Spring though.
Okay. There's
a little spring cleaning coming up.
All right.
Clean out the house. No doubt about it. We're in hockey tryout season now, so That's a very stressful time for the boys and for the parents and everything like that. But
it sucks the money right out of you, that hockey, doesn't
no
it?
No doubt about it. Gregory's rollerblading in the house, so the floors are just completely ruined, and he's shooting pucks off the windows and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. That means they love it, man. That's what you want him to do.
He is very, very passionate. But I think I'll pop on some more stuff on the marketplace in probably about 2-3 weeks.
Give me an idea. What kind of items?
Let's see. I got some tabletop chairs
that we
had original to the house.
So Liberty owned.
That are now, that are down the basement. They're not all that scuffed up. I think maybe I could get a little something for that. Yeah.
What are we looking for? Like $50 a chair?
Listen, I'd take 10, 25 a chair.
Don't you have to like meet some weirdos in a park and ride to do this deal or what?
Well, for sure. Yeah. You have to make sure that you have to gas station. I was getting gas the other day up in Stanford and I saw some people making a deal. It looked like it was for a humidifier.
Humidifier. Wow.
Somebody I was getting a little unleaded and it was a handshake deal. I saw as I was getting gas, cash was exchanged. He put the humidifier in the back of his truck.
Yeah.
And he included I believe it was like
heroin.
No. I think he included some filters in the humidifier.
Oh, nice.
Some filters. Yeah, exactly. Great. Right. So, yeah.
Any idea how much that went for?
It looked like it was north of 100.
Wow.
If I were to venture a guess.
Ooh,
it was one of those heavy duty humidifiers.
Okay. Big dealings, yeah. Man. Big dealings. Facebook Marketplace. So, how's the gig going on TV?
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. We're having a good time. Figgy and I do the show at night, 7 o'clock.
Don't you shave? PIX. Do you shave for that, or are you just you show up like that?
Yeah. Well, I didn't shave this morning.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, you got to work tonight, right?
He can do it before showtime later.
Thank you.
Just because he has the tie on already doesn't mean he's camera ready.
To shave in the bathroom.
I figured that he came with the tie on and everything, so he's going to be going right from here to PIX.
I am, correct.
And you got to shave over there?
Yeah, I can shave in the bathroom over there.
Don't go on TV like that.
Think about it. Thanks. You want to do the shave as close to showtime as possible.
So you got no
shadow.
That's it. So everything's going well. Everything's going well. I'm going to be going out to the draft in Detroit.
Oh.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, look at that. So Al wants to go with you.
Yeah.
We just canceled our trip out to the draft. So he's looking to still get out.
Wow.
There.
You can come on. Bunk up. That's it. You and me.
Remember you got the crap kicked out of you on your 30th birthday? That was crazy.
Tremendous. Yes. Thank
tremendous.
You.
Tremendous.
That was awesome. Unbelievable.
Well, I got jumped.
He got jumped and they hit him in the head. He's still got a scar on his face from it.
Were you there for that?
Geo,
I was not.
It's great to be in a foxhole with you.
That was a long time ago now.
These are great memories. Yeah, that was 17 years ago.
Those guys ever get arrested?
Yeah, I believe they did. Actually, one of them, I think, has passed away.
Oh.
Well, there you go. Karma.
Serves him right.
Yeah, serves him right. Now, I was just thinking about that because I saw the scar on your face. It reminded me of that. That's where you got it from, right? Where they hit you with a brick or some rock?
That is correct.
Oh, crazy story.
Where was that? It was a bottle, actually.
Where was it?
It was a bottle.
It was at a bar in Rockland County.
Right over the border,
just outside
right?
Of Pearl River.
But now, like all these years later, it's kind of like a cool thing. Right?
Yeah. No.
You survived. One of the guys is dead. Like, you got a scar out of it.
I don't know what I think about it like that. I mean, listen, you get like north of 200 stitches in your face.
It was bad back then.
Russo's making fun of you.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And, you know, and then it's, you know, and you go through all of that, and then you have to go back and have multiple, like, kind of plastic surgeons redo it.
Yeah.
To make sure it looks okay.
Looks good from here, man.
Looks great.
I come in here, I haven't seen you in a while, and you bring up the night that I get assaulted. It's just fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just, I mean, it's just great.
Speaking of getting assaulted, did you say hi to Maggie this morning?
No.
Okay. Well,
I did not.
No. By the way, I mean, let's face it. You talk about how you get you talk about how you get 200 stitches. Have you seen the size of your head? I mean,
Boomer,
that's why.
But see, that's the point of reference. Every time I see you, you love to talk about coming from a man.
Oh,
who has,
he loves to circle
listen,
back.
I'm not, right,
yes.
But I wouldn't say you have a small head either.
I don't. I don't have one.
So I have a large noggin.
Yeah,
correct.
You're more like Barney Rubble.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Boomer.
You've probably used that one before, too.
Yeah,
right?
If I've heard the Flintstones reference before, especially on the overnights when people really don't pull any punches.
You could have gotten hit with a cinder block and you wouldn't have died.
I didn't go down.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I did not go down.
John Schweinbacker had a great line when that happened, when we found out you were in the the hospital after getting beat up on your birthday. He goes, man, I heard of birthday punches, but geez.
It's a tremendous line.
Schwei's good for a one-liner.
Schwei from the top rope. Yeah, and then yeah that's
Schwei.
It.
What are you guys, talking a little Yankee Hot Stove League today? What are you doing?
Oh, they're opening with baseball. That's a lock. There's ever been a lock.
I don't know. We haven't.
Brunson. Probably Brunson. Yeah. Man, Brunson.
We'll talk a little Knicks.
Yeah.
Brunson.
It's got to be Brunson.
The injury, right.
Yeah, I was listening to you. When are you on here? I was listening to you sometime.
Sunday morning.
That's what it's at. And you were screaming at somebody. It was pretty funny, actually.
Well, I had somebody call up. It might have been the oddest call ever to close out the show yesterday. A woman calls up. I think she was from Merrick. And she was like, my husband's birthday is this month. I'm like, that's great. And we're going to go to a Met game. I'm fantastic. And she's like, my husband wants me to pack hot dogs before I go to Citi Field. Do they have food at Citi Field? And I was like, yeah.
Lots of it.
I think they do.
Plenty of food, yeah. Plenty
and
of
she's
food.
Like, but he wants me to cook for him. I'm like, well, they're hot dogs. And then I was like, that might have been the oddest call.
And this was real.
It was the last call. I go, might have been the strangest phone call I've ever taken in my life. I like, who, like, your, when's your husband's birthday? Oh, this month. When are you going to the Met game? Next month. Do they have good food at the food court? I go, yeah, I think you can actually get bacon on a stick. You don't have to necessarily make hot dogs and bring them to the field for it.
I mean, it's amazing what is out there when we open up the phone lines.
Who
exists.
That's it.
And has the ability to dial. And then somehow have a conversation, and they
how
come up with that.
How are you guys doing? You're good?
Oh, yeah.
How's life? How are the kids?
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah, Sabrina's
are they playing
doing
sports?
Sabrina, soccer starts up with her in a little bit. Summer's too young for a lot of that stuff now, but Sabrina's doing great reading right now. I was so impressed. Like, she was reading books to me last night and stuff, because she's learning in kindergarten, you know, how to read, and she's blowing me away now. So I'm very, very happy. Yeah, kids are awesome.
Great.
Kid, yeah, and he's got grandkids, and he's
I know. I saw the pictures that were on the ice at MetLife.
Yes, they were, yeah. Matt and Sydney had Allie and Winnie over there on the ice.
Fantastic.
They had a great time. And
from Allie and Winnie to Rinky.
Now, are they going to push hockey? Are they going to push hockey on them?
I don't think push hockey. Winnie seems to like it.
Yeah.
She watches Daddy. She loves going to the games.
Yeah.
And so we'll see. I mean, they've had her on ice. They've had her on the ice three or four times now. So
great.
Yeah. She's 3 years old. So we'll see.
I love seeing you. You lift my spirits. I got to be honest.
Do
with
I?
You. Yeah. No, I love seeing you.
You love
your
reminiscing.
Voice and the laugh.
You love
and everything.
Reminiscing about the awful days of my life.
Yeah. That's why I mean, love I
just
it.
Like,
yeah.
Just only life changing moments. The assault. Me losing my job. All of those things. It's great. It's great hearkening back to those days.
Do you want to listen to the Nadine audio?
Yeah. Why don't we play that back?
Yeah, right. We can.
Play the Nadine audio, right.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
All right, let's
swear you've played this before.
All right. Well, my father was cremated last 2 years ago. My mother's being cremated today, and they're going to be throwing the ashes out into the ocean.
Well, hang in there.
That's it? You don't want to keep playing it?
The short. I gave you the short.
Oh, okay. All right. Cremated. Well, hang in there, Nadine.
I know.
Nadine, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, you came. I remember I was working with Taz, and you came up to me. I was in a break. You're like, listen, I got this great audio of you. I want to play it. I go, please don't play that audio. Please don't play that audio. Please don't play that audio.
Years later,
I was like, yeah, you could play it.
Yeah,
you
know? It was great. Thank God. Is that the best? It might
it's
be
my
the best.
Favorite. See, I swore that it had not been played.
Oh, no.
Because I thought that was not allowed, and we kind of put that on the banned list, but I guess not.
That was a tough overnight.
Throws Russell right under the bus. He's cracking a joke on the Redskins. Tremendous. They were still the Redskins at the time.
I was in a period where Don was like, you have to get off the Saturday overnights. I can't do this anymore. I have no life.
They'll be together.
The marriage might be over.
In the water.
In the water. Yeah, she's like, you know what I mean? Hello? Nadine, for about 15 seconds, was hosting the show.
All right, forget it. Let's play the whole thing. Let's go.
Nadine, what was your mother's name?
Marilyn.
We're thoughts and prayers go out to you, Nadine, all right?
Yeah, they're going to be cremated. Well, my father was cremated last 2 years ago. My mother's being cremated today, and they're going to be throwing the ashes out into the ocean.
Well, hang in there.
What? What's the matter?
No, Russell just said something in my phones. I said, hang in there. Hang in there, Nadine.
Yeah. But they'll be together in the water. You know? Hello?
Nadine, I'm sorry for your loss. Nothing. Russell just said something in my ear that is totally out of line. So he just was cracking a joke on the Redskins. So I apologize.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Nadine, hang in there.
Thank you.
All right, be well.
All right, that's good. Oh, my God.
2:41 in the a.m., Russell, I'm going to kill you. I really am. I'm going to absolutely kill you.
What's the matter? Don't know nothing, Nadine.
Oh, it's the greatest. When that was over, like that first conversation with Russell when you go to break, are you laughing again? Are you like, oh, my God, that's embarrassing?
No, I was like, that was bad. I just couldn't hold it together because, like, you work overnights, you start to get a little bit of punch drunk, you stop sleeping and this and that, and so... You know, you get to a point, and whenever you go to, and there's certain calls you go to, like Nadine's sweetheart, and she called, but she'd have off the beat kind of questions. So you were wondering what curveball you're going to get at like 3:45 in the morning. And so that's what she opened up the conversation with. And I just, and then afterward, Russell's like, that was tough.
Tough.
Russell's now he's a cop in Long Island. Like, that was tough. I go, dude, please don't save that.
There we are.
It's great seeing you, man. Thanks for popping
to see
in.
You guys, you got it.
Reminiscing.
All right, have a good show.
Thank you.
We'll be listening. Sal and Moose. Moose in for BT this morning, midday show. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All right, CeeLo, you got a couple of things in Moment of the Day, yes?
Sure, a couple of things. Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door and right on cue, just because G mentioned it last hour. We're also brought to you by PoliceOfficersRightToSue.com. How fitting is that? You guys did the Mike Evans thing last segment.
Yes.
So you briefly talking about that. So you've got a two-year, $52 million deal for him to stay with the Bucks.
That's a good deal, man. That's a good deal for him.
$35 million guaranteed.
Right, and it's a really good deal for the Bucks because, you know, he's, what, 31 years old?
Right around there, yep.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
100,000-yard receiving season every year of his career.
I think I just saw Zach Rosenblatt, who covers the Jets for The Athletic, say that Justin Jefferson's going to ask for $1 billion. Which, I mean, he's got to be right to.
Is going
to
get it, man. Yep. So is Jamar Chase, by the way.
Yeah, for sure.
And what, T. Higgins is going to get tagged.
Franchise tag, yeah. Yeah. You've also got Jason Kelce tweeting out, no keg videos this year. I've come to a decision. I will address it at a press conference this afternoon. That's scheduled for 1 o'clock.
All right, so if it's a press conference, he's got to be a retirement. Right.
He's not going to hold a press conference to say he's playing again, right. So you can check in on that. And checking in on a couple of former Mets with the little time we have left, Buster Olney reports that Zach Wheeler and the Phillies have agreed to a multi-year extension. He was set to hit free agency next winter or fall, however you want to slice it, but they have worked out some sort of deal. I've not seen the numbers on that just yet. You guys saw that the Giants picked up Matt Chapman late last week, whatever the case may be, a three-year deal. So J.D. Davis, the former Met, is out there with the Giants, of course.
J.D. Davis.
Yeah, exactly.
877 runs now.
So this is fitting since I'm sitting here, and you can see the connection, the lead sentence of this story. J.D. Davis's trip to the movie theater to watch Dune Part 2 ended with finding out that his future with the Giants has become anything but certain. So not quite up in the air, but the same similar concept.
Headline writer is CeeLo.
So basically his point was he had no idea that this was going down. They didn't check with him. They didn't talk to him at all. And now he doesn't really know where he stands.
People love that Dune thing.
C-Mac and Fliegelman were talking about it this morning on the air.
Yeah, I did not watch Dune 1. Eddie, I feel like that's up your alley, the Dune stuff.
Yeah, it should be, but I didn't even see the old one or have I read the book.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't think I'd be into it, but it is huge at the box office. People
when you're down a couple runs and you need runs now, call J.D. Davis, 877 runs now!
That's outstanding.
So anyway, very good.
Moment of the day. Let's do that. It's on the longer side. So it's brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it. So you're talking injuries this morning. I think it went from Isaiah Hartenstein's Achilles tendonitis to Gio blowing his out to talking about how fast Al was walking after the Super Bowl and you guys are trying to find the car to get back to the hotel. And that's where all of this would take place.
I'd never seen a man walk that fast. Not in a competition.
Right. Really? It was maybe we could put Al for the Paris Olympics.
Yeah, Olympic race walker. I definitely would
for his age group, there's no 100%. Doubt about it. I mean, it was like, what was those little things like, you know, with Paul Blart Mall Cop, you know, yes. And he has one of those, that's how fast he was going. Like he had one of those things.
It almost looked as if like the film was sped up.
Really?
Yes.
And was he all just like totally sweating and everything?
Oh, he was in a foul mood.
Oh, it was very foul. Incredible.
How would you know I was Super so far Bowl. Ahead?
I could tell you kept like looking back at us, and he's like, and I'm like, oh, I'm dragging my foot behind. And then Gene has to jog every 5 seconds, and then you turn around like,
and I'm trying to swing my arms just to help, trying to go faster.
It was
what a crazy.
Scene. And then when we finally get to the car, this is the last thing I am ever doing on a work night, ever.
And then we got to the Virgin Hotel. I was like, thank God.
Meanwhile, Boomer's in front of 100 million people doing a post game show, and this is what your coworkers are doing at the same time.
If one of you guys went down with an injury right then and there, we would have to leave you.
No, exactly. Yeah. 100. I was thinking, trust me, I was thinking that. Like, I already had, like, the Uber app. I was like, listen, if I can't keep up, I got to get out of here myself. What if I don't get in that car? I'm gonna have to just go save yourselves. You know, I'm laying on the ground. No, Eddie, go. It's okay. Save yourself.
Do not mess with Al Dukes' routine or his work night sleep patterns. You will pay the price.
I mean, it is hilarious that we just witnessed one of the great Super Bowls of all time for free.
This is what get to happened bed.
Immediately after the game. His life is ruined. Oh, it was amazing. But great memories now.
I thought you had it. 9 amazing days out there.
Oh, yeah. And listen, that last one was amazing as well. I got back to the hotel. It was perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, CeeLo. Very good, man. We will see you soon. Yes.
Thursday. Yeah.
All right. Thursday, we will see. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
So I got a question for you.
Yeah.
How many networks do you think that the New York Yankees will be on this year?
All right, so I saw this on Al's show sheet. I'm not looking at it now. Let's see if I can remember all of them. All right, so yes, obviously.
Yes.
Amazon.
Yes.
Peacock. Is there a Peacock game?
No, there's no Peacock.
There's no Peacock games?
No Peacock.
Sure?
I'm sure.
Apple TV Plus.
Yes.
Fox.
Yes.
MLB Network.
Yes, that's 5.
And we're missing a couple?
I asked you how many.
I know.
Like,
are there more, though?
Yeah.
Wow. there's another streaming service in there?
Nope.
What is MLB? What else are they on? I don't know. What are the other ones?
All right, so you got FS1.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
you got Fox.
Yeah, I said Fox.
Did you say Apple TV?
I did say that, yes.
Amazon?
I said Amazon, yeah. I said the only one I didn't say was FS1.
Okay.
Damn.
This is going to be all over the place. How are you going to find them, Al?
That's a good question. You will have to just start clicking on the channels that they're most likely on and just keep going.
Either that, I would think that the Yes website would have where they are.
Well, yeah, here's, you know what website has it or what app has it is the CBS Sports app. So, like, there are times where I don't know what particular channel a game is on. If you go to CBS Sports app and go to Scores, if it's on whatever network it's on, it tells you on the Scores.
Yeah.
So I use that a lot.
That's gonna be a pain in the ass, especially if they're as good as I think they're gonna be.
Well, is it much different from last year?
Yeah. I mean, listen, you add Juan Soto to this lineup.
No. I'm talking about the amount of networks that the team is on.
I doubt it.
It's the same as last year.
Yeah,
because they were at Amazon. I think they actually had a Peacock game in there too. I got Saturday morning Peacock game. Remember that whole thing? They're doing that again?
Not that I know of.
They did that like Saturday 11 o'clock Peacock game. You don't remember that? Al, you remember that? The Peacock game at 11 o'clock?
Peacock game, yep.
We got the Peacock game. Okay.
Yeah, so I think they were on the same amount of networks. Yeah, I mean, they should be very good. This should be an exciting season. That division is stacked. Going to be very competitive. Juan Soto. I know you love Marcus Stroman being back in New York. And there's a lot to like.
Yeah, I just hope he pitches and doesn't get involved at all. So the nonsense.
Well, you know he will.
I don't know. I mean,
it's like getting a puppy and expecting it not to pee on the floor.
How much do you think he's cost himself?
Actually, I don't know. It's tough to say. I mean, definitely a significant amount of money because we talked about Frankie Montas getting a similar deal without having pitched for a year and a half. And Marcus Stroman being an all-star last year. So, yeah, he's cost himself some money, I would imagine.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
Just want him to pitch and just go out there and give the Yankees your best effort and do the best you can and have a great season because you got a good team. And it doesn't have to be all about you. You know, the one thing about watching this dynasty about the New England Patriots, they all emphasize, and one guy who had to really live it was team. Whatever's good for the team. And Drew Bledsoe was the one that was living that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had to keep his mouth shut, and you know, you could tell that he was annoyed by the whole thing. But, you know, he also had to go in and play against the Steelers to get him to the Super Bowl. And he thought maybe now I would have a chance to play in the Super Bowl, but he didn't because Belichick elected, because Tom Brady wasn't that injured, to allow Brady to come back and start that game.
Yes.
But it was all about team. It was team first, team first, team first. And, you know, as cliche-ish as it sounds, it's got to always be that way. You get your contract, that's great. Now you're going to go out and, as Bill Belichick has said it so many times, Just do your job. Just do what you're responsible for and stop worrying about everything else. We are here to win baseball games. You know, that would be my message from, you know, Aaron Boone. Like, guys, we are here to win baseball games. We're not here to change anybody's life. We're not here to, you know, get involved in all these other off-the-field things. It's all about baseball.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Aaron Boone does a pretty good job of that, and I don't feel like the Yankees are distracted by a lot of things, you know? Does it feel like even the Yankees last year in a terrible year they had was mostly because Aaron Judge got hurt and the team fell apart, couldn't sustain any sort of success without him? And I don't feel like the Yankees there's like drama coming out of the Yankees.
No, that's certainly not drama, but yeah, you know, if Judge plays 140 games, yeah, they're going to be fine. Juan Soto, you know, the one thing I will say about these players, I think that they want to play every day. I do. I think if I were a player, I'd want to play every day.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know about that. I mean, you have guys like Aaron Judge who probably do want to play every day, and then you got the other end of the spectrum of guys like Anthony Rendon, who if he didn't have to show up there, you know, if he wasn't in violation of his contract, he wouldn't play another game in his life.
They want to play. You know, I asked Matt Olson of the Braves. I said, look, you know, could you imagine your manager coming to you and saying, you know what, you hit two home runs yesterday. The day before that, you had two doubles, and you ran too many feet around the bases. We're going to give you a day off. I asked Matt Olson, what would you do if Snicker said that to you? He goes, there's no way. I don't want to hear that. We don't do that down here in Atlanta. We play baseball.
Ooh. We don't do that down here. We just win divisions.
We just play baseball.
All we do is win.
And the interesting thing about that was, you know, his first year in Atlanta wasn't great. But as soon as Freddie Freeman left, what did Atlanta do? They reached out to Oakland and said, we want your first baseman.
That's right.
And they got the first baseman, and last year he had a career year.
I mean, it worked out pretty well for both of those guys,
yes,
right?
Yes, it did. Yes.
I mean, it's not normally It's not normally that where both sides
but
feel like they've
Freddie,
won.
Freddie Freeman would not have left, I think.
That whole agency thing.
He had the whole agency and a whole problem with the extra year and all that other stuff. And Matt Olson was immediately, I mean, they immediately went after him.
Yeah. I mean, and that's why.
That's a good baseball team. It's a good baseball organization.
You think?
Yeah, I do think.
I mean, they're about as consistent as it gets, man, in the sport.
But I think the next team that's going to try to do that is going to be the Orioles.
Yeah, and now that they got new ownership that you know is going to be more invested in the team, and they're not only in a great spot, but they also got Angelos out of there, that's a lookout.
It's a big deal.
It's a lookout spot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.